Members of the Delta Force are addressed as operators. They are known to shun various traditional philosophies revolving around military life, which is most evident in their practice of wearing civilian clothes. And for a good reason. Such approach serves their purpose very well. Always on the ready, they can work for anyone who needs their special skills. The Army, CIA, and even the FBI. In his controversial book, Black Hawk Down, author Mark Bowden interviewed many Delta Force operators, all of them claiming they are professional soldiers who simply hate the Army. Chapter 2. Delta Force Exists. Delta Force Doesn't Exist. It must be understood that both the U.S. government and military do not officially acknowledge the group's existence. To this day, almost everything we know about the most elite tactical group in the American military is not supported by official government reports. It is only recently that certain references made by the government regarding the group's existence and operations were allowed to roam freely on air. Such references were heard during congressional hearings and especially biographies of top-ranking military leaders. The thing is, keeping a force so deadly efficient with a stuff-for-legend reputation under wraps is next to impossible. Ever since its inception to the world of special operations back in 1977, stories and adventures of the group's exploits have surfaced out bit by bit. And as time goes by, we have painted a clearer picture of the unit and what it does. The group came under the microscope back in 1993 during a failed operation to interdict a Somali warlord. Delta Force operators were among those who fought and died during that fateful event. The group was also thrust into the limelight in 1983 during Operation Urgent Fury. Delta Force conducted two missions in Grenada, one successful and one failed. Both missions then became common knowledge to the special operations community. Delta has been repeatedly criticized for taking on missions that goes beyond regular laws that govern the military. Such revelations had many worried that the unit carries more power than perceived and less accountability as compared to other military organizations operating in the democratic world. According to some press reports, the funding of Delta comes from secret government accounts free from public scrutiny. The U.S. government has not commented on these press speculations. Many believe this serves them better in their task to help maintain the United States' role as a superpower policing the world. Their capabilities present America with more flexibility and more room to maneuver. The reality is that in today's political environment and the growing threat of terrorism means that Delta is even more needed than ever before. Chapter 3. Delta Force Missions Declassified. Delta Force's first ever mission came shortly after it was formed, guarding the Puerto Rico Pan American Games back in 1979. While the detailed mission went smoothly, their next mission was considered a failure. Operation Eagle Claw. Shortly after the Delta Force unit was created, 53 American citizens and diplomats were taken hostage inside the U.S. Embassy in Iran on November 4, 1979. The unit was ordered to mount a covert operation to enter the country and recover the hostages by force on the 24th and 25th of April in 1980. The operation was aborted because of aviation failures. Later in the review commission, it was found out that the failure was due to a range of problems that plagued the operation. Among such problems was the failure to brief the aviation part of the operation of the weather on time and take the appropriate steps to deal with the situation. Another pressing issue that had to be addressed was command and control between the multi-service component commanders, which resulted in a helicopter and ground refueling aircraft collision. There were also mechanical problems that finally reduced what available helicopters the operation had to put into play before the whole group could leave for the operation. The U.S. government quickly realized that more changes and improvements needed to be made after the failed operation. This resulted in the creation of the Night Stalkers, officially known as the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment. The unit was made exclusively for special operations needing aviation support. Specialized air support has become the norm in all special operations around the world. The unit carried out one memorable